from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
She's a radical left lunatic.
Riding shotgun.
The freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
On the election trail to November.
Inflation is eating you alive.
The Election Information Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday, the sound of the weekend. It's 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nope. Any donuts? Or bacon, or whatever.
Ooh, bacon.
That's what everybody says, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome. Hour number three begins. One of your top stories, father of the alleged school shooter in Georgia, has been arrested. And it turns out he bought his son an AR after warnings, direct warnings, when law enforcement spoke with him about these online threats. Wow. And as you peel back the onion, you realize this is a very troubled family indeed. And with that thought in mind, we bring out our esteemed friend who represents our Second Amendment through Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez. He also was a school resource officer for a period of time. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I wish I was on your show today to discuss a far better topic, but sadly, we have to discuss this morning.
Well, and then this topic is an example of what exactly through legislation could be done to help prevent this in the future.
Well, as we saw here in Florida after Parkland, the legislation that they pushed in no way would have prevented this. All it did was attack our Second Amendment rights. Hopefully, our brothers to the north in Georgia could do far better, and they could tackle the mental health aspect. As you and I have discussed multiple times, it's not a gun issue. It's not a firearms issue. It is a mental health issue. We have a mental health crisis going on in this country, and there is a refusal to fund the resources necessary to treat it. And on top of that, there's a social stigma for anyone to seek mental health treatment. It's just a horrible problem.
Yes, that definitely is an area where I think there's got to be a pretty resounding majority of people that would agree with that. And why we haven't gotten further, I guess the gun thing is for lack of a better term, pun intended, it's an easy target, especially for those on the left. They use any reason to get people riled up and try to assign blame to the gun, whereas I have a story front page out of the United Kingdom. Knife murder. Teen who chased down and stabbed girl 15 to death as she protected friend on her way to school. So even where they don't have a Second Amendment right, like in the United Kingdom, and guns aren't plentiful, bad people find a way to kill other people when that's their mindset, right?
Very much so. And, you know, you could enact as many gun control schemes as you want. Already we saw the Biden administration and Kamala Harris on the campaign trail say that they want to enact an assault weapons ban, magazine capacity ban, universal background checks, more red flag laws, more gun-free zones, so on and so forth. But here's the thing. California and New York, for example, has all of that on the books, and that doesn't stop violent crime. What stops violent crime from happening is having our people to be legally armed and legally able to defend themselves. And I don't say this disparaging my brothers and sisters that wear the badge, not at all. And as a former SRO, I don't disparage them. The SRO in Georgia, he reacted as quickly as he could and he took action. But here's the honest truth. When seconds count, cops are minutes to an hour away, especially in some situations like what we saw in Parkland and Uvalde, Texas. But even when minutes are the response time, you have precious seconds that happen, that pass, where lives are lost. And the best defense for that is remove the policies and laws that restrict our teachers and staff from being armed. There's teachers and staff that want to be armed. They want to be vetted. They want to go through the training. They're entrusted to protect our children. I say this as a father. You know, I know the teacher right now overlooking my daughter, she would give her life for my kid, just as when I was an SRO, I would give my life for the children entrusted under my care. But we should be able to arm them. Georgia has a policy where the schools can allow their teachers and staff to be armed, but I believe only three school districts out of the entire state follow that policy. The rest either have an armed security agent or an SRO on campus. And here's the thing. Campuses are large. It could take over a minute just to respond from one end to another, even if you have an SRO or an armed agent on campus.
Well,
defense is arming our teachers.
And look, the push against it, I mean, most of the people involved in education tend to be maybe a little left of center, maybe very left of center. So that could be part of the problem. And to those who say, you know, I don't want, you know, shootouts in the schools. What if a teacher accidentally, you know, shoots an innocent person? Part of the point of this is removing the school as a soft target, where you have told the bad person that you're not going to meet much resistance here because we don't allow guns on the campus. So it actually acts as a deterrent. Like you've said before, if it says it's a no gun zone, bad people with a gun feel like, well, they've got free rein, because they do.
Very, very much so. Gun-free zones don't stop anything. As we saw with Parkland, and as we saw just now here in Georgia and Texas and Tennessee and elsewhere, when it's a gun-free zone, that doesn't stop someone with murderous intent in their heart. Bad people do bad things because, here's a shocking fact, they're criminals and criminals break the law. All these laws do is they disarm the law-abiding and make them victims and make these places soft targets. If you harden them up by the old adage of an armed society is a polite society, criminals will ply their trade elsewhere because it is a, you know, they're predators. They want an easy target. They want an easy meal. They don't want to work hard for their ill-gotten gain.
Well, the anti-gun culture that has been foisted upon us has been extremely successful in brainwashing people and trying to blame the tool, the gun, and not the unbalanced or evil person behind it. Hey, speaking of the law, you know, when they did change the law for long guns for, you know, from 18 to 21 because of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas event, there are a lot of Republicans. I mean, it was a Republican majority push for that. Legally, I know it's kind of on hold. Can you tell us what the latest is in terms of repealing that decision?
Well, the latest in terms of repealing is that that case has gone to an en banc review in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. A three-judge panel originally ruled in favor of the Florida ban for the under 21 purchase act that's in place. And right now you have a Republican supermajority with a Republican-led attorney general's office fighting tooth and nail to keep gun control on the books. You have States like California, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, their attorney generals have all filed amicus briefs in support of the under 21 purchase ban. And the most appalling thing is the fact that our attorney general, a Republican by the name of Ashley Moody, she claims that she's pro-gun. Less than a month ago, back on August 9th, she tweeted that the Second Amendment is alive and well in Florida. Well, Ms. Moody, as the attorney general, why are you defending a law that is clearly unconstitutional, that restricts and strips the rights of law-abiding Americans between the age of 18 to 21 to legally purchase a firearm to defend themselves?
That's a great
question. The Second Amendment is alive and well in Florida. That's not the case with what's going on with AG Moody defending gun control.
Well, and from what I understand is the Supreme Court, they're waiting on the Supreme Court for a decision in a Texas gun case, the U.S. versus Rahimi, and apparently that will have a great bearing on legally where things stand with the Stoneman Douglas.
Well, Rahimi has already been decided, and the Supreme Court basically said, look, if an individual is an actual threat as a violent criminal, yes, their rights can be temporarily deprived. Keyword, temporary, not permanent. But the state is claiming that it is constitutional to permanently deprive all Floridians under the age of 21 from their Second Amendment rights. And as we see what's going on with this case, I also question, will the Attorney General fight tooth and nail against our case to repeal the under 21 carry ban and the open carry ban, even though, again, she claims she's pro-gun?
Yeah, and they tout this idea of free Florida and freedom and all that. But when it comes to Second Amendment, there's many more restrictions than in the majority of states, in fact, right?
Very much so. Florida is middle of the pack, if that.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Louis, and we look forward to speaking with you again. Louis Valdez, Gun Owners of America. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you for having me on the air, and thanks for being a shining beacon of liberty.
Right on. Have a great weekend, too. There is a lot more to talk about, including the economy. Oh, Biden admits something that's kind of interesting. I'll share all of that with you. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So Taylor Swift is still the lucky charm, I guess, for Kansas City.
Okay.
It is 8:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. During the 2023 season, Travis Kelce's girlfriend, pop star Taylor Swift, and Brittany Mahomes, the wife of the Chiefs star quarterback Patrick Mahomes, were inseparable. So Taylor and Brittany just hanging out, looking cool, acting cool.
Being rich.
But guess what?
Uh-oh. Bum, bum, bum.
They're not inseparable after all. Nope. Taylor Swift did not sit with Brittany Mahomes during Thursday night, last night's season opener. Coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. The separation just happened to come after Brittany Mahomes weathered an intense storm of backlash for liking a pair of social media posts supporting former President Trump.
Uh-oh.
What? What? Wow.
Trump Duran.
You can't rub elbows with Taylor Swift and support Donald Trump. How dare you have your own opinion? How dare you be supportive of one of the candidates in one of the biggest upcoming elections? How dare you? Oh, wait. No, it's not about having your own. Well, it's not about having your own opinion. Having your own opinion is great as long as it goes along with the lefties around you. Isn't that the new rule? Free speech? Talk all you want. As long as it agrees with all the things that we agree with. Yeah. That's where we're at. Yeah, what a backlash that came. Just because, I don't know, she clicked like or something. While she's not officially endorsed Kamala Harris, her supporters strongly suspect that the pop star will endorse her at some point in the next several weeks. Taylor Swift, that is. And in a perfect world, we'd like to think that the influence of a pop star or a movie star would be very limited, but you'd be wrong. You would be wrong. She has a very, very powerful influence. Yes, I know. It's sad. What did my favorite pop star say? Because that's who I'm going to vote for. I mean, if Taylor Swift said, eat a bag of poo, probably about 50,000 people would.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
No, they'd eat a Tide Pod instead.
Yeah. Afterward. As a chaser.
As a chaser. Oh, that was... Oh, you got to remember that one. Swift appeared to be sitting with Travis Kelce's family in their suite. In contrast, Mahomes sat with her daughter in another location. I mean, it's not like they were just separated by a seat or two. Apparently, so maybe that little romance has kind of broken up because they weren't they big pals last year? Yes, they were. Is Taylor Swift still the good lucky charm for Kansas City? Well, they won a tight game last night, 27-20, season opener. So we're not hearing you on your microphone-y.
I know.
You know, it's that blue button over there. If I could reach it for you, I would.
Wow. You know, you push the blue button, then the red light comes on. Then you get a blue light and a red light.
There's a reason why I can't reach it.
Yes, because then you could turn yours on if I turn it off.
No, it's a union thing.
Oh.
You're the operator. Not really.
You know, we joke about that, but seriously, I mean, I worked at a union station once where literally you as a jock, because you were disc jockeys, you could not even, like, plug something in the wall or unplug it because you were endangering a union engineer's job.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, they found out that one person can do the job of six.
And here we are.
In radio broadcasting. And it's only a small extra duty. Uh-huh. It's only a small.
Yeah.
But incrementally, it could fill a dump truck now.
Yes, you could.
Not that I'm complaining because the alternative is not pretty.
Yeah, you want to do the job of several or none.
Whenever you start, like a complaint starts to come out of your mouth, it's like, whoa. No. Reel it back in.
Yeah.
Reel it back in.
Uh-uh.
And it's all good.
Oh, yeah. We love what we do.
Well, we're blessed to be able to do what we do.
And we know how to plug things in the wall and unplug them. So
yes, we do. And we're pretty much allowed to do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's some issue about the AC, but we won't go into that. Anyway. I heard some backlash already. It was one of the callers that didn't seem happy at all about the possibility of Elon Musk being a government efficiency kind of commission director under Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the caller's point, I mean, he was like, look, you got to slash the budget. You got to pass an amendment that says you got to, you know, live within a budget. And that's great. But how do you possibly get there? How do you get there in a way with the least amount of impact, saving the most amount of money?
Yeah.
That's what an efficiency kind of expert would help to guide.
Right.
But what a big process that would be, because we've allowed the size of government, federal government, to just our founding fathers roll over in their grave when they hear about this.
They warned us.
They did. They said, don't do that.
But we did.
And then they bought their crazy 14-year-old an AR. But that's a different story. Yeah, don't try to follow along unless you have special ADHD skills. It is 8:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's Greg Cassidy's show as well. I mean, he does control the buttons. There's a lot more to talk about. Don't you go anywhere. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. It is 8:34. It's Friday. Good morning and welcome. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here as well. And Department of Justice charging two Russians who allegedly funded a media company run by anti-Trump conservative. This story has some twists and turns. We'll try to follow along. The Department of Justice unsealed the indictment alleging two Russian nationals working for Putin's government funneled millions of dollars into a media company that was run by anti-Trump conservative influencer Lauren Chen. An indictment unsealed charged Kostelin Kalashnikov and Elena Afanaseva, both in Moscow, with conspiracy to launder money and conspiracy to violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act. CBS News reported on Wednesday. The two defendants work for the Russian state-controlled outlet RT, formerly known as Russia Today, before it was disbanded in the U.S. following Russia's invasion of the Ukraine in 2022. So apparently it's the funneling of $10 million through a series of shell entities to a Tennessee-based company that was launched last year. And this company publishes videos on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and X. The indictment charged that the videos published by the company contained commentary on events and issues in the U.S., such as immigration, inflation, and other topics related to domestic and foreign policy. While the views expressed in the videos are not uniform, the subject matter and the content of the videos are often consistent with the government of Russia's interest, amplifying U.S. domestic divisions in order to weaken U.S. opposition to core government of Russia interests. Basically, if I am digesting this, and I really, you know, just got wind of this today, what it sounds like is Putin is trying to influence an election, maybe, but I think he is just maybe trying to also sort of influence the thought process of Ukraine versus Russia. In other words, he's kind of doing damage control about, say, the image of Russia. Mm-hmm. But the fact that the DOJ went after these folks and did all this digging and found the shell companies, but it's the same DOJ that has, you know, basically, you know, chased down Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But yet couldn't really get to the heart of the matter when it came to the Biden family assets and businesses.
Well, they just weren't quiet. They were busy with other things.
But they could figure out this shell company.
Yeah.
Kind of scenario.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. And it's weird because, you know, it's run by a so-called anti-Trump conservative, this Lauren Chen. Right. Now, she was a contributor, I think, to Blaze TV that Glenn Beck right. runs. They quickly fired her. She was just a contract of kind of work or whatever. But she has a huge social media presence, apparently. So... Mm. The people that are involved in this, at you know, producing the videos, are claiming that look, they're the victims too. They were deceived by Tenet Media's two founders, so they're saying, look, we're victims also. But I got to tell you, based on the amount of money we're talking about, the sums of money paid were large. One unidentified influencer's contract included a $400,000 monthly fee. 400 grand a month to one influencer?
No red flag here? Anyone? No? No? Anyone?
Plus a $100,000 signing bonus as an additional performance bonus.
Wow.
Former Breitbart News editor and Trump administration official Sebastian Gorka said he had been approached by Chen to produce content for Tenet, and he turned down the money after doing his due diligence. Mm-hmm. The money looked great, but I wanted to know where it was coming from, he said on a post on X. After pushing repeatedly, she gave me names of people who had no internet footprint, like Edward Gregorian, who had zero media connections. I mean, none. That's who they were saying the money was behind the whole operation.
Right.
It just didn't add up. So, Gorka figured it out, but some of these other people didn't, like Dave Rubin. And the interesting thing, though, is Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, they're the three that are named.
Right.
They've maintained pro-Trump positions.
Hmm.
So, there is sort of a disconnect.
Yeah.
So, how is the media going to sort of treat this overall? They're going to just call it Russian election interference.
Yeah.
And they will make them seem, and maybe perhaps this was the goal, to be a pro-Trump.
Right.
Right. So the influences
here we go again.
Are everywhere. The money is everywhere. How do people really find the truth? And for some people, you know, when you wave that kind of green in front of them,
mm-hmm.
if you're being honest, you know that it might be hard to say no.
Well, that's way too much money to not look into it.
Well, allegedly, they weren't necessarily asking them to change their opinions on anything. They just right. wanted them to share them on these, you know, videos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, If you don't have any content control over it, why are you paying the big money? Because these people already have a big presence. They right. already are letting it known mm-hmm. that they are pro-Trump. Why? What would they? Are you giving them a script?
Right.
And that's completely different.
But somebody brings you six figures, you do some homework. Because if it's the old adage,
too good to be true.
Yeah, because if it's like if something you're saying already, well, why would anybody pay you for that? You're already doing it. And if it's different, then you're not going to do it because you don't agree with them. So it's weird either way.
But there is big money if you have this huge internet social media presence.
Absolutely.
Those people are raking it in. So we have to look at it in terms of are those dollars really so extreme, because raises a flag for people like you and I, you know, right there in the heart of the middle class.
$47? Here, let me check into that.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah. One common thread between the influencers named in the indictment is skepticism of U.S. policy in Ukraine. Hmm. Oh!
Now the other piece of the puzzle.
Let's get to the heart of the matter.
Yes.
Let me... I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh.
And I just came up with this.
Okay. Go for it.
And this is the beginning, the end. This is the alpha and the omega when it comes to this subject.
Okay.
We will simply now call this kind of thing,
yes,
and how the DOJ went after it to,
yes,
squash it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call it the Tucker effect.
Okay.
The Tucker effect. Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
Tucker Carlson was lambasted. And nasty things were said about him because he simply and merely questioned our contribution to Ukraine to fight with Russia.
Oh, okay.
He merely questioned it.
Right.
So this is the Tucker effect, because that's what these online influencers have in common. Skepticism and mere skepticism.
Okay.
And I think, why wouldn't you have skepticism? You know,
yeah,
because a lot of money's being spent, a lot of military stuff is being sent, a lot of lives are being lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, why wouldn't you be a little skeptical of it? Especially after we've been through things in, you know, Afghanistan and Iraq. And right now it's proxy, but things could change. And all Tucker did was question that. That's all. Questioned it. And by the over-the-top backlash and response, it's the, you know, the old thou dost protest too much. In other words, the reaction to what his take was overwhelming and over the top. So it sounds like the DOJ is, you know, all about cracking down on these foreign influencers if they seem to benefit a pro-Trump or anti-Ukrainian kind of sentiment.
Hmm.
And I believe that as we gather a little more information on this from multiple sources, that will basically be the conclusion. This will be the conclusion, which I'll simply call the Tucker effect.
I like it.
It's virtually 8:45. Right now, the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, and it is Friday. Hip, hip, hooray, the weekend is just about here. Much more to come, and don't forget, subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah! It's Friday, pump it up.
Woo.
8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Friday. Football, got the NFL on tonight. Plenty of weekend football. Big game. The big game in college?
Yeah.
Texas, Michigan, noon Saturday. The big showdown.
That's huge.
Both top ranked. It is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of huge.
Yes.
Former President Trump, once again, tells it like it is. He was speaking to the Republican Jewish Coalition.
Okay.
There's 18 of them. No, I'm kidding. But their annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas. He did it via satellite, but promised next year he would do it as the 47th president of the United States. But he made it very clear. He began his remarks with a tribute to Hirsch Goldberg Polan. He's the 23-year-old American-Israeli who was murdered last week together with five other hostages by Hamas terrorists before he could be rescued.
Sad.
Quote, here's Trump. Only a deeply sick political party here in America would make common cause with those who sympathize with such evil. Trump said of the Democrats. He called President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris morally rotten for blaming Israel for terror committed against it. He warned that if Harris won, Israel would no longer have an ally in the White House. And our country, America, will never survive if they get in. Trump recounted his many achievements in the Middle East policy, including defeating ISIS, withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal, withdrawing from the anti-Israel United Nations Human Rights Council, moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, and crafting the Abraham Accords between Israel and several Arab states, a process that stalled under Biden and Harris.
Wow.
He noted that the Biden-Harris administration had restored funding to terror-linked agencies in Palestinian areas, removed the Houthis from the list of terrorist organizations, and gave Iran access to billions of funds. Look, I'll put it succinctly. If you are Jewish and you care about the homeland, Israel,
yeah,
you look yourself in the mirror. You look yourself in the mirror before you cast that vote. And remember, you have to live with the results. And it couldn't be any clearer who's pro-Israel and who is not. It couldn't be any clearer. Okay? Yeah, Kamala's flip-flopped on a bunch of subjects.
Yeah.
But we know where she's at on this one. Okay? So it couldn't be clearer. Couldn't be clearer. But you've got to live with your vote. I'm just saying, it hasn't made sense for most Jewish folks to vote Democrat for a very long time.
Not really.
But yet, the vast majority still do that.
Don't get it.
Well, Trump never really got, of course, fair praise for all that he did do in the Middle East and specifically with Israel and the Abraham Accords. He never, and he's never going to get positive credit for almost anything.
Yeah.
Because of the skewed media, the far left media that, you know, has the majority of influence in America. Yeah. Joe Biden, cracking me up. He still serves a purpose, even though it doesn't appear that he serves a purpose.
Does he bring you joy like the Harris campaign?
In a kind of twisted way, which would fit very well, maybe with Kamala.
Yeah, twisted,
President Joe Biden on Thursday admitted that the Inflation Reduction Act was wrongly named. Now, everybody, or at least 50% of Americans, already knew that.
Yeah.
And Joe probably did, too. Why didn't he admit it sooner? Could it be the fact that he's not running for office and that the truth may escape his lips more often now than previously when the stakes were high and he was running for president? I do think that there are jabs that he is kind of singeing the ground a little bit, scorching it just a bit for Kamala. Raising the temperature just a little bit.
Because
it's not the first time that he's made some comments. And I think this is a guy that, well, you could call him scorned, I guess.
Well, he got kicked to the curb big time.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't like it.
Yeah. And Kamala was wearing her boots that day.
Oh,
and they were not made for walking.
No.
If you know what I'm saying.
Like, unless they were walking over Joe Biden.
Well, yeah. There's that. Yeah. The soft coup, I guess you could call it.
Uh-huh.
Joe, we're going to convince you that it's, you know, in everyone's best interest that you step aside. Oh, but make no mistake about it. He's still a businessman at heart, even though he's never actually run a real business. He's a businessman.
The Biden family business.
It's the Biden family business. So I'm sure that he will be given plenty in return for stepping aside.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that that also came with some sort of an agreement that he wouldn't purposefully damage Kamala's campaign. Mm-hmm. So these things will not be in your face, little barbs and stuff. But if you pay attention to it, I think you'll see what I'm saying will turn out to be true. And how much impact it will actually have will be limited. I think it's really done more for his own personal ego. Yeah. Oh, his cognitive abilities could be out the window, but the ego survives fully intact and then maybe so.
It's still there.
Yeah. I just thought that was very interesting. Oh, we'll probably get the some of these numbers any minute now, jobs numbers. some of the preliminary stuff that was reported yesterday. August saw the highest monthly total of U.S. job layoffs in 15 years, as year-to-date hiring dropped to its lowest in nearly 20 years. Report from outplacement firm Challenger Gray in Christmas revealed employers announced 75,891 layoffs last month. That's a stunning 193% surge compared to July. Wow. And new hires are at historic lows? Well, that's the problem when you're printing up all this fake money and pushing it out into the U.S. You drive up inflation. So then you hit the brakes. And the brakes are raising the interest rate via the Fed. So the problem with that always is, are you going to have a quote-unquote soft landing? Now, the Dems have been trying to tout that it has been a soft landing. But the eagle has not landed yet. That's the problem. And we're seeing now that landing could be abrupt and ugly. We'll continue to follow it. It's what we do. It is, let's see, what do we got? 8:58 on the Bob Rose Show. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. And somebody we highly respect at 9:05 in just a few minutes. Dr. John, he has an upcoming event that is huge and important. I'll let him explain next on 97.3 The Sky, or the podcast for the Bob Rose Show, available wherever you get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. No charge. And you're welcome. 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.